needs more heat. Put it in the sun.
You want it fermented, not melted.
Don't argue with me. I majored in this.
Top 50 of your class?
Sir? Captain Hillycott?
Radar, not so loud. You want to bruise it?
I'm sorry.
Hold on to your livers. I'm going in for a taste.
How can you sirs do that to yourselves?
Everybody's got to have a hobby, Radar.
Ours is committing suicide. What do you got? Hopefully one air conditioner.
Oh, no, it's a telegram from your wife. You know, Mrs. Honeycutt. A
telegram?
Yeah, just phoned it in.
It's in Korean.
Oh, it's my handwriting. Dorman ready to sell us our acre in Stinson Beach. Stop. Need $200 by the 15th for down payment. Stop. Love, Peg. Stop.
Radar, stop.
Yahoo!
Oh, I can't believe it.
Good news?
Peg and I have wanted this property ever since we were married. It's got trees, the beach, a view of San Francisco, everything.
Sounds all right if you're willing to settle for everything.
The 15th? Hawk, today's the 15th. I gotta have this money today, and I don't have it.
Well, don't look at me. I just spent my last $5 on a subscription to Frolicking Nudists. Save 50 cents off the newsstand price.
Radar, could you...
$16.27, but it's all yours.
Well, that's a start. You can get a tree with a view.
Damn, somebody else will buy that land and put up a shopping center.
Speaking of that somebody...
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. Corporal.
Sir?
Warm today, isn't it, Charles?
I wouldn't know.
Charles, BJ needs $200. Lend him some, will you?
Very subtle.
$200? That's a lot of money.
Not for you, sir.
Of course not for me. I was referring to Pierce's depleted friend.
Charles, I needed to make a down payment on some property that's very important to me.
I don't know. I mean, parting with most of my ready cash. I like to stay liquid.
Hence the rubber sheets.
Slip back into your coma, Pierce.
It's a matter of life or death. Look, tomorrow's payday. You'll have it back in your hand just as soon as I get paid.
Well, you obviously can't leave town.
Charles, I'll be indebted to you for the rest of my life.
It'll take him that long to pay you back.
Radar.
Don't hug me.
No. Get this money to Peg.
I'm halfway there already.
Okay.
Oh, sir. Congratulations and many more of them.
Go.
This calls for a toast.
What's that?
Mother Pierce's liquid landmine. You sip it through a fuse.
Thank you. No, I make it a point never to consume anything that's been aged in a radiator.
He knows what he's missing. To God's little acre.
And his gardener.
Attention. Attention. Incoming wounded. First medical team report to the chopper pad.
Well, celebrate fast around here.
Ready for the next one, Singer.
Captain Pierce got the last guy.
Please, take the rest of the seed drop.
Okay, if anyone wants me, I'll be in my tent marinating the old bunions.
Bon appetit.
Corny.
Take it away, Klinger. Leg goes
to ladies first. Roy.
See you for dinner, Beach.
Our little spot.
Honeycutt, could I trouble you for consultation?
On my way.
Does small bowel look perforated to you?
I can't see it. Retract the liver.
Both my hands are tied up at the moment. Could you do it?
As long as I'm in the neighborhood. Fresh gloves. A retractor.
Oh. Moving up to real estate, eh?
Stinson Beach is not real estate. It's heaven with a view.
Dad owns some property like that once. Out on the Cape, Hyannis Park. He would love to go there. Then this large family moved in next door. Nouveau riche. Played a perpetual game of touch football on their lawn. Naturally, we moved out.
They'll let those nouveaus live anywhere, wife. I've got some photos of my property if you're interested.
Of course I'm not interested. You know... You're extremely fortunate that I was around with that money.
Thanks again.
Oh, don't mention it. It did work out well for you, though.
Peachy. No perforations here.
Good. Do me a small favor.
If it's small enough. Just kidding, Charles. What is it?
Close the patient for me.
Well, it's your patient.
Just this once. I mean, I'm doing post-op in half an hour. I'd really like to grab a little bite first.
That's not the usual procedure, Charles.
Just this once. It's been a long day, what with casualties, business transactions.
Right. Go grab your bite.
Yeah.
I think I should have stolen the money. And here, where this rock is, will be the living room. Or maybe the garage.
I hope you make up your mind before you lay down the carpet.
Morning, Charles. Morning, BJ. No, I do not want to look at your land again.
You're just jealous.
Olive drab with envy.
time's pay?
At 11 o'clock or 1100 hours. I can never keep that straight.
Good. We have time to enjoy breakfast and still recover from it.
Which one of these shirts goes best with my pants?
The green one.
You're right. Matches my skin. Hurry up, okay?
Yeah.
Hanukkah, before you leave, I sure could go for a cup of coffee.
So go. Pot's on the stove.
See, I'd like to, but I have this bad back. Would you be a good egg and pour me a cup?
Winchester, is this some kind of game?
Game?
Close for me, get me a cup of coffee. I have the feeling I've become your $200 houseboy.
Well, I'm certainly surprised at your attitude. If you feel that way about it, I'll get it. It's just a simple little thing, for heaven's sake. Ooh, please, leave.
Anything else?
No, take it black.
See you at 11.
Are you still in Korea? I thought you got smart and went home.
Can you believe the nerve of that guy?
Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. Oh, Hanukkah, since I lent you that money, would you be a good sport and Simonize my head?
Don't give him any ideas.
You're a schnook.
Thanks, that's nice.
Beej, you're the kind of guy who lets that kind of guy get to you. So you massage the clown's ego for 24 hours. What do you care? You're still the one with the golden gate in your backyard.
You're right. You know, sometimes it takes a simple mind like yours to work things out.
I'm glad I could be of help. Honeycutt, do get the dog.
Go, of course.
Thank you.
Donald has a brilliant system. I send him my pay and he sends me an allowance of $30 a week.
It's well system.
He says by the time the war is over, we'll have saved enough to buy our off-post dream house.
When we got ours, it came with a mother-in-law. Oh. Fortunately for me, World War I started the next day.
Sang-mu is waiting behind Rosie's.
Hot dog.
Who's Sang-mu?
Korea's answer to Marshall Field.
Six floors of merchandise jammed into one rickshaw.
Part of my pay is going to a spiffy blanket for my little mare.
I think she's using you. Wait till you see the string of pearls Sang-mu set aside for me. Oh.
Klinger, when are you going to give up this inane masquerade?
Ask him.
Sir, permission to whisper in your ear?
What's the problem? What do you mean there's not enough pay? Never mind that. Just spit it out, son.
Okay. Headquarters in Tokyo followed up and sent part of our pay to a bakery unit in Guam. It's going to take at least a week to straighten it all out.
Wait! At ease, shut him up. All right, Radar, take whatever money came, pool it, and pay off the enlisted men until the well runs dry.
What about the officers?
SOP, Major.
To hell with regulations!
Oh, Major, don't yell at my bird.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just that Donald will be so disappointed.
Forget about Donald. What am I going to do about Winchester?
Simple, ask for a second mortgage.
Sweetheart, I'm only asking for a week's advance. It's not as if it were my fault, darling. Listen, Donald, I send you every paycheck. You can shoot some back for once. Then cash in one of our lousy savings bonds.
In 5 minutes, Major.
How would you like me to stuff this up your nose?
No, thank you, ma'am, but we do sort of need our telephone.
You'll get it when I get off. Now get out. I cannot believe you are going to be this cheap.
Boy, a guy can't even have his own office.
What?
I hope your colonel's well.
I think it's about time we made some changes in our little system. Send the money! Donald, don't you dare hang up on me! You just sit there and listen to this!
Love's a wonderful thing, son.
Oh, Colonel, Donald and I were merely...
Say no more, Major. Why don't you hold back a few dollars from your pay?
From now on, I will.
You're learning.
I appreciate the advice, sir.
Advice is cheap.
So is Colonel Donald's.
How dare you!
Well, you said it first.
Excuse me. Twerp.
That fellow's married to a live grenade.
He's lucky. He's in Tokyo out of range.
Radar, I want to send a telegram to Mrs. Potter. It's kind of important.
Sure, sir.
She's got to send me $50 or I'll lose Sophie's new blanket.
I could lend you the money, sir.
Oh, nice gesture, son. But it wouldn't be right.
Why not?
Because you I'd have to pay back.
Better believe it. I mean, you're right again, sir. Colonel.
Looks like you're going to be my only business this whole week, sir. What do you have?
A little peace and quiet.
Hey, what'd you do that for? That was manana.
Frankly, Sergeant, that aboriginal noise that you call music makes me want to upchuck. Don't you have any rough money enough?
Nah. We don't get any vodka here, sir.
Let's find another officer's club.
Come on. Is he still bothering you?
Yes, he is.
That's childish and chicken.
He's not.
He's too.
He's
too. Childish and chicken. Childish and chicken. It's a little quiet in here. That's some music.
Oh.
Mind if we join you, stranger?
It's a semi-free country, huh?
Charles, congratulations on that splenectomy this morning. That was really great work.
Well, thank you, Pierce.
It's 120 degrees. Why aren't you sweating?
In the first place, I don't sweat. I perspire. And in the second place, I don't perspire.
Beers for everybody, Zale.
You paying?
Yeah, just put it on my tab.
In that case, the bar's closed.
The bar is what?
Captain, you've already run up a tab of 50 bucks. The limit's supposed to be 20.
Can you believe this guy?
After all, you owe him.
You better not come down with anything I can cure.
No cash, no fire water.
I'm starting not to like Korea.
Just a moment, Pierce. Let me handle this, please. Here you are, Zelmo. That should clear his ledger.
Charles, sometimes you can be a real prince.
Said the pauper.
3 beers, Dale.
Just 2.
Stick around. We'll talk about all the old times we're going to have.
Perhaps mañana.
Sorry.
Don't be crazy. Winchester, thanks again.
Don't mention it. Pierce, I could use that beer a little later.
Anytime.
Good. I'll be off duty around 10. Be a good chap. Bring it to me in the swamp.
Right? I have the uneasy feeling I've just been had.
Perhaps that's because you've just been had.
He actually ordered me to get him a beer.
You actually said any time.
The nerve of that guy.
You're just being childish and chicken.
I am not.
R2.
Am not. R2. Am not.
Childish and chicken. Childish and chicken.
The nerve of that guy.
Sit down, will you? You're scuffing the dirt.
Who does he think he is, the merchant of Korea?
Stop crying. It's only a pound of flesh.
A pound of flesh, my butt.
Wherever.
What do you suppose the sentence is for firing an officer out of a howitzer?
190 years if you're a first offender.
Very pretty. Spike Jones?
Hadley. It's the drinking song from the first act of Traviata.
Here, sing this.
Ah. Thank you, Pitt. A bit warm.
Bring up the howitzer.
Relax, will you? Take it easy. Let's play cards.
I don't want to play cards.
Of course you do. A little game at the officers' club. Just the usual crowd. You, me, Charles.
Charles? Charles!
Perfect.
Charles, how about a little poker?
Oh, thank you. No, it's not really my game. Now, if you had a cribbage board...
sorry, there's only one in the whole country, and they're using that at the peace talks.
If it's the stakes that bother you, we could play penny ante.
What's the point of playing at all?
How about dollar ante?
Well, all right, but I must warn you, I'm a very lucky person.
Oh, we all are. That's why we're in Korea. Come on, let's round everybody up.
Before you can say a pair of deuces.
That was a stroke of genius.
True. Now, how do we stake ourselves?
We beg. You take the high road, I'll take the low road, and I'll be in the chips before you. Oh, who goes there?
Ask me nice.
Captain Pierce?
Probably.
How would you like to make a lot of money?
Of course. What kind of a psycho do you think I am?
Honeycutt and I are getting up a poker game, and we've invited Winchester to be the Rube of Honor.
Ooh, I'm in.
Wait a minute. Before you hit the casino, can you make a donation to the underprivileged?
You?
Me.
Hey, you can have the blouse off my back.
Just the money.
I really should stay here. My sermon still needs a big finish.
We've got a rookie in the lineup tonight. Charles Emerson Winchester.
Is he any good?
What do you think?
I'll ad-lib the ending.
Thank you.
I'm not here.
Oh, I love what you've done with this room.
Did you make a special trip over here just to harass me?
Well, that and to ask for your hand in a poker game.
Poker game? Look around you. I can't even afford the buck and a half to have my laundry done.
Do what I do. Wear the same thing every day.
Yep.
Roger, take the advice of an old and trusted lech. Hunt up some money from your nurses and join in the fun. We're turning Winchester into Losechester.
Charles? He doesn't play poker.
Not after tonight.
Oh, that's unfair. It's practically robbery.
With a little money, you could have all this folded professionally.
When do we start?
We ante up in the officers' club in 10 minutes.
Colonel. I heard. I'll see you at the table.
Radar.
Buzz off.
Radar.
Buzz off. I'm sleeping.
Colonel. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know who I'm buzzing off when I'm asleep.
Quite all right, son. I want to take you up on that loan.
Now?
A hot poker game waits for no man.
Ooh. How hot is it, sir?
Major Winchester sitting in.
Major Winchester? Gee, sir, is it okay if I save some so I can get in it?
Radar, around our house, we always carve the ham equally.
That's wonderful, sir. Is it okay if I save some so I can get in it?
Of course. I should have found a way to tell you that.
Round and round they go. Here come the cards. There goes your dough.
Major Houlihan, I'm really surprised to see you sitting in on this game.
Oh, a little poker always relaxes me. Hurry up with those cards.
No.
Oh, my. Well, I'll, open for 10.
I'm in.
Call.
Replacements, anybody?
Oh, gee. Well, I'll take 4.
Very good, Charles. You're starting with one of a kind.
I'll see that and raise 10.
Give me one.
Keep it in your garter, Klinger. The bullpen's over there.
Thought you were on guard duty.
I bribed Nurse Abel and taken over. I'm going to miss Sangmu's pearls.
Oh, well. Caution to the wind. I'll bet $2.
I'll keep them company and raise you 20.
Call.
Well, no sense in being greedy. We're going to be here all night. Call.
Call. Hmm?
3 kings.
Oh. He always wins the first hand.
Until tonight, I believe that a straight beats 3 kings.
What?
A 4-card draw and he gets a straight?
Awfully lucky, wouldn't you say?
More like blessed.
I don't believe this is happening.
First the war, now this.
Whose idea was this?
Ask the 5-card stud.
Look at him. He doesn't sweat. I never saw anybody who doesn't sweat.
Sure you have, in the reptile house.
I'm going to hold. Well, I still have a little left for the orphan.
Here, Father, please, give them my best.
Yeah. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night, Mr. Chip.
What do you think? I agree.
Come in. Don't you know anything from the second act?
Where's your 20?
Curtain going down.
You deal, Charles.
Haven't you two masochists had enough?
Yes, deal.
Yeah, come on, deal the cards.
Deal, please, sir.
Look, I hate to break your losing streak, gentlemen, but I think I'm going out for a little fresh air.
We'll have some sent in. Deal.
Come on, deal.
I'll be back. I've just been using the same muscles for 3 hours. I thought I'd stretch the others.
I'd give Radar's last dollar to know how he's doing it.
You're almost there, sir.
Maybe he's cheating.
How? I hit all the aces.
The winning, I mind. It's a damn smugness.
And that insipid whistling
coming out of that insipid face.
He doesn't even stop when he's got a bad hand. He just keeps whistling louder.
He whistles louder when he's got nothing. When he's got nothing.
He whistles louder when he's got nothing.
Rhapsody in bluff.
Folks, I think we've got him.
I'm sorry, but those orphans need the money more than you.
After tonight, they'll have enough cash to buy every parent in Korea.
Winchester is finished.
We got him by his mezzo-soprano.
I heard this about $60 ago.
We got a new scouting report.
Please, it's useless. There's nothing you can say to change my mind.
That whistling he does gets louder when he's bluffing.
Are you sure?
Would we lie to you?
Let's get to it. Oh, wait, and I have an extra 20 in my boxing glove.
I'll raise it 10. You in, Chuckles?
10? I'd love to stay in, but I'm a little short. Do either of you fellows still owe me any money?
I paid it all back an hour ago.
Look, I was decent enough to loan you guys some money.
Say no more, Charles. Will 20 do?
And 20 for me.
Thank you. You're going to regret your generosity. Raise your 30.
Mm-hmm.
think I've always hated opera.
Is anyone gonna fall?
Just a bunch of masochists.
Major, you're sweating on the cards.
Come on, you're called.
Pair of sixes.
Pair of sixes.
Can anyone or everyone beat a pair of sixes?
Jacks over eights.
Oh, that's good.
Well, looks like you're the joker, Major.
What do you say we call it a rout? We'll cash in later.
Thank you, Charles. This will make Donald very happy if I tell him.
All right, Radar, this makes us even. You can trust me.
I know, sir.
You say I know, but you keep counting.
I know, sir. From the orphans, Major.
Father, thank you.
Well, thanks very much, Winchester. Lovely. Good
morning, Major.
Well, it certainly looks as though I have been taken to the proverbial cleaners.
You've been proverbially washed, dried, folded, and put in the dryer.
Oh, yes. I've spent more than this on a late-night snack at home.
You know, you got to admire a guy who takes it so well.
I'm a Winchester, Honeycutt, a Winchester.
My, this place certainly is a mess.
You know, it's the officers' club. I think an officer should clean it up. Perhaps someone who owes us a favor?
A Winchester, Honeycutt, a Winchester.
Are you implying that I should clean up?
Are you forgetting we loaned you money?
That's right, you did.
Oh, don't worry about it, Hawk. He's a swell guy. He'll do it.
We'll be in the mess den having iced cappuccino.
Would you put out some fresh flowers?
Don't forget the window and clean the drips.
And keep out of the liquor cabinet.
Tanya has got enough from me.
Yeah, I've got the bottle of dirt right here with me. It's just like I remembered it. We'll start building the day I get home. Okay, the second day. It's ours, Peg. All ours. Yeah. I love you too, sweetheart. Give Aaron a kiss for me. And the dog. Till then. Bye, Peg.